99 Sports Presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Jack Johnson fakes the three. He'll drive into the lane, kick it out to Sherbeck. Sherbeck does the same thing, gets it out to Vanderbeek. He'll shoot the three, and he'll make the three. Will Vanderbeek for three, and Kearney retakes the lead.
Tonight, the postseason begins for the Kearney High Bearcats as they host Columbus in the Class A2 District Semifinals. High school basketball and KKPR is brought to you by the Power 99 Sports Club.
The ball got knocked away. Kearney dives on it, and they save it. Up ahead to Stroh. Stroh trying to beat everybody back. Takes two big steps and lays it over the front of the rim and in. Easton Bruce doing a great job diving on the floor and making the steal.
Kearney has won three in a row, while Columbus is 2-5 in their last seven contests. The winner of this old conference rivalry will advance to Tuesday's district final, where they would most likely face number 2 Millard North. It's the Discoverers and the Bearcats coming up next. But first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High with Power 99's Jeff Babel right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
Good evening and welcome, basketball fans, to Kearney High School for the district tournament here in Class A. It's the second-seeded Kearney Bearcats and the third-seeded Columbus Discoverers. And the one seed is Millard North in that bracket. So the winner likely heads to Millard on Tuesday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off. If Kearney's in it, we'll have it for you on KXPN 1460. Jeff Babel courtside, Ryan Range back in the studio producing and engineering. Glad to have you along with us. You're listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer today. Well, Kearney coming in on the year 13-10, maybe a bit of a down year by their expectations. They expected they were preseason rated top 10. And Columbus, if you look at their schedule, plays a lot of Class B area schools and some C1s. They do play some A teams, but when they dropped down to B a few years ago, they tried to reschedule it that way. They're 11-11 on the season, but postseason time, it's time to throw out the records. Everybody's 0-0, and Kearney is looking to win tonight and then hopefully pull an upset and make their return trip to Lincoln. You're listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid CD. Take a break, come back with the starting lineups next. You're listening to High School Basketball and Classic Hits, Power 99.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The name Mary Lanning Healthcare indicates that we are more than just a hospital, that we are in fact focused on the health of this community. And it's about providing it with a little bit more of a family touch and a little bit more care inside of that healthcare component. You know, I always say every hospital is as good as the medical staff that supports it, and we're fortunate to have a fantastic medical staff who is absolutely engaged in what we're doing. It's important that the Hastings community understand that Mary Lanning is a not-for-profit organization, which means the decisions that govern our organization are made locally. What I want the Hastings community to understand is that our success, Mary Lanning's success, is dependent on their support, which means that you're going to get our best every time you step in the front door. My name is Eric Barber, and I'm the president and CEO of Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Welcome back to Kearney High School District Tournament Action, brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration, Nutrient Ag Solutions, University of Nebraska at Kearney, and Husker Power Products in Hastings and Sutton. It's time now for the 5 Points Bank starting line. 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Let's start with the away team, the 11-11 Columbus Discoverers. Starting at forward, number two, Garrett Esch, 6'2", and a sophomore. Junior. Number five, Sam Nelson, senior guard, 5'10". Landon Thompson is a senior. He wears number 10 and is 6'4" and a forward. Blake Thompson, his brother, a sophomore, number 11, 6'1" and a guard. And Blake Edzards, senior, 5'10", and the starting guard. Edzards is their best player. He averages around 17 a game. The Thompson brothers, 8 per, and Garrett Esch around 7. Sam Nelson, the fifth starter, in for Houseman, their sophomore, who is averaging around 9 points a game, is injured. Went down with a knee injury earlier this season. That injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you. Same starting five as always for the Bearcats. Coached by Jimmy Motes, assisted by Brady Vancura, Marcus Gillespie, Nathan Silva, Kyle Buckingham, and John Tomasevich. Bearcats. Number three, Easton Pruce, 5'9" and a junior. Number 20, Seth Stroh, 6'4" and a senior. Number 24, Preston Pearson, 6'2" and a junior. Number 30, Colin Murray, 6'1" and a senior. And number 35, Jack Johnson, 6'3" and a junior. Head coach Drake Baronic, assistant Jim Moran, Connor Baronic, Ryan Waters, and Carson Schwartz. Bearcats again on the season, 13-10. A bit of an upset earlier in Class A. Lincoln North Star and Donovan Williams fell to Gretna earlier today, a 2-point ball game in that one. And we'll try to get you the final score here. I was down there talking with Coach Baronic in the pregame when they had announced that score. Not seeing it quite on the NSA website, but we'll try to get it for you. Other action from earlier today, Hastings defeats Crete 38-26 in Class B. They're moving on. Pius over Burke, 71-41. Loomis over Lawrence Nelson, 59-27. Omaha Central over Elkhorn South. Scott over Aurora, 72-58 to punch their ticket. Papillion La Vista over Millard South, 55-43. Ponca takes care of Amherst, 68-49. A big fourth quarter from Ponca. And Scottsbluff over Waverly, 63-61. And it's time for the national anthem here at Kearney High School. So we'll take a break. Be back in. You're listening.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer, business, and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
UNK is a place where quality education meets hands-on learning, and going the extra mile gets rewarded. It's a place where you can put yourself out there, reach your goals, and set new ones you never thought possible. Be yourself, but develop the best version of you. Let us show you what you're made of. Be blue. Be gold. Be bold. Apply now to the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Learn more at unk.edu.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Look, Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
This is Tom Collins with your Tri-City weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies with some light sprinkles, and later in the evening,
there's a storm rolling in. Expect chills, thrills, and 100% chance of jaw-dropping action. This is hockey at its finest. This is the Tri-City Storm. All season long at the Viero Center. Leave your umbrellas and bring your appetite for food, fun, and adrenaline-fueled mayhem. For tickets to the best game in town, visit stormhockey.com.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Continuing along on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show, contact Terrier Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrids dealer, Wahoo over Platteview, 72-55 in Class B. They'll be moving on to the state tournament as well. Elkhorn over Millard West, 40-39. Fall City Sacred Heart takes care of Sioux County in Cozad, 81-27. So the farthest matchup that I think we had Google mapped it earlier, is an 8.5-hour drive if you go from Fall City to Harrison. So they met at the 100th Meridian right there at Cozad, and Fall City Sacred Heart, no problem. 81-27. They've dimmed the lights here at Kearney High School to do the player introductions. They got the video rolling as well. Nice setup here at Kearney High with the new video boards. Other action in Class A tonight, it'll be Bellevue West and Grand Island, Creighton Prep and Lincoln East. Lincoln Northeast and Papillion-La Vista South. Southwest will take on Millard North. And Norfolk will take on Bellevue West. North Platte will take on Lincoln Southeast. Omaha North against Westside. And Omaha South against Benson. Other teams, Lexington and Alliance in a B District final. As well as, I think there was one more, Mount Michael and Northwest. And Norris and Bennington, that'll be at Norris. And finally, Omaha Roncalli and Beatrice. I know that was going on earlier today, so we'll try to get you the final scores as they come in statewide. Glad to have you along on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance with locations in Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and in the capital at Lincoln. And that's where both teams tonight hope to begin their journey to make it to Lincoln. But first, you got to win the very first game, and sometimes that's the one that, if you try to overlook the opponent, they might be able to bite you. I'd like to welcome you in the Kearney Towing Repair broadcast booth. We're on the road bringing you the play-by-play. They're on the road bringing your vehicle home. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, called Kearney Towing Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. That was the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take one final break. Be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Mother Nature always has a way of delivering a few surprises. That's why your Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer is always standing by. Formerly serving you as crop production services, we're the same faces you've relied on for years, but now more capable than ever, no matter what comes your way. Delivering access to the resources of the world's largest ag retailer with local growing guidance and expertise. We're more than an unwavering partner. We're the first choice in the field to help you get the most out of yours.
Sestro will control the tip for the Bearcats in their home whites, white numerals, blue trim. Discoverers in their maroon jerseys, gray trim, white numerals. Left to right as you look into your radio dial. Glad to have you along. Ball's in the corner. Easton Bruce now left shot. Three in the corner is no good for Johnson. Rebound is Murray, it looks like, or Preston Pearson. And put back by Stroh's no good. Second rebound for Pearson. His shot will fall. Preston Pearson gets the first two. And the Bearcats open the play. That's enough. Inside, looks like Porter Dischow gets the start, so a late sub there by Coach Moats. And Porter will dribble it around here. Three-pointer at the top of the key for Edzard's no good, and rebound to Pearson. Pearson's already got three free boards in this one. He'll kick it up to Murray. Murray with those 8 3-pointers, the Heartland Hoops Classic. Three-pointer on the left side is no good by Johnson. Putback is good by Preston Pearson. So Preston doing all the work right now. 4 points and 4 rebounds for the Bearcats. Disco, his three-pointer in front of the iron, no good. And this one will head into the hands of Seth Stroh. Bearcats quickly now up 4-0. 6:33 to go in this one. First turnover of the game for the Bearcats. And Columbus will try to go quickly in transition. Esch from behind will be fouled. And I think they'll call that one on Jack. 24. So they'll call it on Pearson, actually. His first, of course. And the first team foul in the game on either team. Columbus underneath, tries the backdoor pass on the inbounds to Esch. It's no good, and a steal by the Bearcats. Bearcats will try to get Stroh underneath, and the ball is going to be tipped around and wrangled in by Pearson. Murray now with it. He'll kick it on the left side. Now they'll get it back to Murray. Murray with a deep three. No good. Rebound to Discow. Columbus now the other way in transition. Slows things up. Working on that right side. That's Nelson. Nelson over to Edzards. Edzards averaging 17 a game. Deep three here at the top. Discow, it's no good. And Johnson pulls in the rebound. Bearcats up by four. Johnson with the ball gets into the corner to Murray. Now to Johnson. Johnson right wing. Back into the corner. Back to Johnson. Johnson now gets a high post opportunity to Pearson. They'll kick it out for a three from Murray. And Colin Murray's been money from three of late. And he'll add three more. It's 7-0 Bearcats. Across the timeline is Columbus. They'll be picked up right there by Pearson. That's Edzard. Now Edzard will slow things out, take the air out of the ball, and try to set up the offense. Gets a pick and roll here. They'll get it in the corner to Discow. Discow now to Thompson. Landon and Blake will be your two Thompsons. We'll try to tell you who has it. Landon got it out of the hands. Now it's over to Edzards. Into the corner to Nelson. Now to Esch. And it's going to be tipped off of Pearson and out of bounds. Excuse me, Murray. And there's the music. And the Bearcats with a good start in this one, under 5 minutes to go, opening quarter of play. Glad to have you along on Power 99. And inbounding it to Landon Thompson is the Discoverers. Thompson quickly over to Nelson. Nelson with that left hand now. Run the offense, get a screen underneath. They're going to try a backdoor pass to Edzards. And Blake will be fouled underneath. Looks like Vanderbeek and Sherbeck will check in here. And there they go. Pearson and Stroh to the bench. And Blake into the game. So both Thompsons now into the game for Columbus. Landon. Shot's going to be attempted there by Thompson. It's going to be blocked by Stroh. Now quickly the other way. They're going to call it traveling, I believe. Yes, they will on Jack. First block of the game. Got the Rowdies on their feet. Columbus with their second turnover here. Full court pressure now from Kearney. Sherbeck will be guarding the ball handler, Landon Thompson. And Kearney doing a good job of double teaming here. And Coach Motz will take a timeout. We'll take it with him. Back in 30, you're listening to High School Basketball on Power 99.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. Bearcats on top, 7-0. Perfect start for Coach Baronic and crew. Kearney will inbound it here. Columbus will inbound it as they go right to left. Good defense here by Sherbick, picking them up at the top of the key. Ball's into the hands, fresh into the game. Blake Thompson for Columbus. Low post opportunity for Etch. Etch didn't take the shot. They'll hand it off to Landon Thompson, and Landon will be fouled. And he'll head to the line for two shots. And they'll call that on Will. Will's first. Vanderbeek, the sophomore, picks up the second team foul, or third team foul. On the Bearcats. First free throw back of the iron is no good for Columbus. Stroh will check back in. Johnson will head to the bench for Kearney. Second free throw also no good. Rebound into the hands of Colin Murray. Bearcats running their offense. Vanderbeek with a corner three opportunity.
No good rebound in the hands of Landon Thompson. I believe they'll call Will for a foul. Made some contact from behind. And Will, just like that, picks up back-to-back fouls within about 25 seconds of each other. So he'll quickly head to the bench. Columbus, in transition, is going to turn it over right into the hands of Stroh. Seth tries to go length of the court. His shot no good, but the putback will fall for Preston Pearson. And Pearson now six points already, five rebounds. Perfect start for him. Try to relieve as much stress off of Stroh and Johnson as you can. And looks like Diskow will head to the bench. Kupowski in for the Discoverers. Free throw up is no good for Pearson. And Columbus now the other way. Nearly turned over here. Trapped in the corner. We'll see what they have to do. They'll try to get it out to Thompson. Landon with it now. Hands it right off to Edzards. Edzards in the corner now to Thompson. Now top of the key to Kapowski. Kapowski drives in the lane and a nice move, Sam Kapowski. And Columbus's first field goal. 3:04 to go in this one. First quarter of play. Murray with another corner three. It's no good. Rebound to Thompson. Landon, the senior, older brother, gets that one. And just like that, good defense by Seth Stroh. Knocking it out of bounds. And off of Columbus, so a turnover. Third Discoverer turnover. Columbus looks like they're going to go to a 2-3 zone now look. Easton Bruce, the junior, will take his spot in the point position and let Carney run the offense. They'll kick it to Johnson, now to Bruce. High post opportunity to Pearson. Corner three wide open. It's good. Travis Sherback, his first field goal in this one. He's got three, and it's going to be a steal by the Bearcats. Falling for it and calling a timeout. Was Bruce. We'll take it with him. You're listening to High School Basketball on Power 99.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies bullet spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. Carney for a free estimate.
Welcome back to District Tournament Action, brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. Decade after decade, here to provide you the best technologies, tools, and products so you can focus on what you do best, grow. Inbounding it for the Bearcats. On the far baseline is Bruce. He'll get it into Pearson. Preston with a beautiful start to this first quarter, 6 points and five rebounds. He does have one foul. And he's running at the point. Picks up his dribble there. Gets bailed out by Johnson. Johnson over to Sherbeck. Inside low post to Stroh. And Stroh will be held by Landon Thompson. Thompson will pick up his first foul. And that's number two now. On Columbus. Ball inbounded to Bruce. Bruce to Stroh. Back to Bruce. Left side now to Sherbeck. Sherbeck pump fakes. And they'll say he shuffled his feet. Turnover five now for the Bearcats. Subbing in. Murray will come back in. Easton Bruce will head to the bench. Carney up by 10 right now. 12-2 with 2 minutes to go. Opening quarter of play. Discoverers get it across the timeline with Edzards. Edzards has yet to find the field goal tonight. Only one Columbus Discoverer has. That's Kapowski. Over here to Blake Thompson. Back to the top. Into the corner. Fresh into the game is Libby. Ian Libby for Columbus. Has the ball at the top of the key. He'll quickly get it over to Kapowski. Kapowski's going to try into that lane again. Taken away by the Bearcats. Blake Thompson now with it. Thought about a three. Instead goes inside to Libby. Libby working on the post. Good defense there by the Bearcats. Trying to go baseline. They'll say stepping on the line. Sestro thought maybe he was going to be called for a foul. He put his hand straight up. The ref agreed. He said, no, you had good positioning there. Columbus steps out of bounds. Turnover for Columbus, number four. Bearcats with 120 to go in this one. Have to love the start. Murray with it. Into the corner to Sherbeck. Back to Murray. Over to Johnson. Johnson thought about a three, then didn't take it. Pearson running that high post. Seth underneath in the low post. They'll kick it out to Johnson in the corner for three. And Jack Johnson nails the three. Jack's first three in this one. Under a minute to go now. First quarter of play. Bearcats big. 15-2. Edzards with it. He'll get it off to Kapowski. Sam into the lane. Going to contact. Yep, they'll call an offensive foul. Good call there. First personal on Blake. And now the third on Columbus. And inbounding it are the Bearcats. 36 seconds to go and a 13-point lead. I would suspect they will shoot for just one shot here. Bruce with it. Dribbles in that left hand over to Johnson. Johnson on the left wing. Kicks it way over to the right to Murray. Now it's back in the hands of Bruce. Bruce again will slow things down. In fact, he'll go further away from the basket. Johnson will work the high post now. Stroh in the low. Pearson to his left. Murray to his right. He'll go to Preston here. Back to Johnson. Over to Collin. Inside to Stroh with 6 seconds to go. Backdoor pass wide open. Excellent pass by the Bearcats. And Preston Pearson has his 8th point in this one. Length of the court pass is no good for Columbus. And that's the first quarter of play. Bearcats big. 17-2. We'll take a break. Be back with the second quarter next. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits Power 99.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, 7 generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your insurance agent know your name? Or would you call an 800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Contact Barney Insurance, your local independent agent with auto owner's insurance. Barney Insurance. Trusted people who you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. Or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
Bearcats led in scoring by Preston Pearson with 8. Travis Sherbeck with 3. 3 from Colin Murray and 3 from Jack Johnson. Pearson also pulled down 5. First quarter rebounds. Kopowski, the only scorer for Columbus. Columbus will get it to start the second quarter. And back to starting 5. Discow back in for the Discoverers. High post opportunity by Thompson. Landon. Right elbow now. He'll hand it off. Sam Nelson. Into the corner. Edzards. Edzards. Low post. Work baseline there. They'll be double teamed, so we'll kick it out to Esch. Garrett Esch, guarded by Johnson. Esch into the lane. Left hand is going to be blocked away by Seth Stroh. Number 2 for Stroh. And the Bearcats go quickly the other way. Johnson with it, left wing. Hands it off to Stroh. Stroh's going to try to dunk it here. He'll have to settle for a layup. No good. Gets his own rebound. Put back is good. Seth Stroh. Well, if we would have threw that one down, this place would have went crazy. He would took off from well inside or well outside the lane. Columbus now the other way in the lane and good up and in for Landon Thompson. Second field goal of the game for the Discoverers. 19-4 Kearney. Big right now. Pearson works that top key. He'll hand it off to Stroh. Stroh to Johnson. Now Pearson. Pearson with the hot hand in this one gets it to Bruce. Bruce is going to try and fight into the lane. He'll have to kick it out to Johnson. Jack over to Preston. Easton Bruce underneath tried to lob it into Stroh. Stroh wasn't there. Turnover for Kearney. Stolen away by Edzards. And Blake now quickly takes a shot at the left elbow. It's front of the iron, no good. And Pearson with another rebound. Preston quickly in transition to Johnson. Johnson, nifty move and into the lane. And the easy two with the left hand off the glass. Johnson's got five. And Pearson now with six boards to go along with those 8 points. We'll give him an assist right there, too. Doing it all. Low post here for Garrett Ash. He'll kick it out. Left wing. Drisco from the top of the key. Front of the iron, no good. Rebound right to Strove. Quickly now, Carney with numbers. Going to try and get a shot. They'll back it out now, just as I say that. Easton Bruce, right wing three. It's no good, and it's just going to fall out of bounds. And Columbus will get the possession. It's like Jacobson will check in. That easy to get Nate identify with that left arm. Getting a little injury report for Columbus. Knee injury to Houseman. He's out. He was averaging 9 points a game. And Garrett Ash, talking with the Columbus coach, he's playing with a torn labrum right now. So playing through some pain if you're Garrett. Carney picking him up at the half-court line. They're going to say a body foul here on Easton Bruce. Tried to trap him right in the corner right as they crossed the timeline. But Columbus had the corner, and Bruce will pick up his first foul. And again, just now the fifth team foul on the Bearcats. 5:30 to go in the opening half. Ash will get it across for Columbus. Now it's to Edzards. Edzards is going to try and whip it across to Kapowski. He throws it right into the Kearney bench. Turnover number five for the Discoverers. And Kearney playing really well so far. 21-4 lead in the district tournament action. Brought to you by University of Nebraska at Kearney. Be blue, be gold, and be bold at UNK. Bruce now with it, left side. He'll give it to Pearson. Pearson tried to go inside to Jacobson, and it's going to be turned over. Thompson, the recipient there. And now Esch with it for Columbus. Kicks it out for a three here from Edzards, and it's no good. And the rebound to Easton Bruce. Bruce kicks it in the corner to Murray for three, no good. Jacobson tipping the rebound. Good job by Nate to keep that one alive. Kicks it right to Bruce. Bruce gets the rebound. Jacobson did all the work. Johnson, left wing, gets it over to Murray, right side. Thought about a three, hands it off instead to Jacobson. Excellent pass by Colin Murray to get it to Jacobson. He'll be fouled as well, and he'll head to the line. Perfect offensive design there by the Bearcats. 23-4 now. And Vanderbeek will check back in. Johnson will head to the bench. Looks like Bruce went as well, and Sherbeck will check back in. And Johnson toes the line for the first time tonight. Jacobson. And it's no good. Rebound into the hands of Kapowski for the Discoverers. Columbus quickly the other way. They're going to turn it over here. It looks like might be a tie up underneath. No, it's going to be kept alive. Finally out of bounds off of... They're going to say it's off of Kearney. I think that was a bad call here. It definitely went off the hands of Joey Brosh. Joey into the game for the Discoverers. But I suppose when you're up 23-4, you don't really care at this point if you're Kearney. Blake Thompson now tries to drive in the lane. He'll be fouled. Go up for two shots. So Blake Thompson, the sophomore, younger brother of Landon, he'll get two opportunities here. They'll call the foul on Colin Murray. It'll be his first. And now 16 fouls on the Bearcats. So bonus the rest of the way for Columbus. But two free throws here. First free throw, nothing but net for Blake. Blake's first points in this one. Just one field goal in that first half for Columbus. Came from Kapowski. And a second one there. So just 5 points now total. Going to be saved by Brosh, but right in the hands of Vanderbeek. And Vanderbeek gets it quickly ahead to Jacobson. And Jacobson with an easy two. It was 3-on-1 there for the Bearcats. And it's now a 20-point lead. Driscoll into the lane. Left shot, no good. Rebound to Sherbeck. Travis gets it quickly up to the Bearcats. And in transition, Vanderbeek's going to be blocked from behind. And then a foul on the putback. We'll give the block to Garrett Esch. And then Preston Pearson with the rebound. Not a rebound, I guess. Preston Pearson, no foul on the putback. And Preston will go to the line to shoot two. Preston, big first quarter for the Bearcats. Continues his hot start here. Nothing but net from the line. Johnson will check back in. Murray will head to the bench. Jacobson out as well. Looks like Stroh, Sherbeck, Johnson, Vanderbeek and Pearson, the man at the line. Those are your five for the Bearcats. Second by net again for Preston. He's got double digits now with 10. And Carney quickly guarding the inbounds. Going to tip this one out of bounds. Stroh, good hustle there. Columbus will keep it. Down 22. 3:44 to go until halftime. Glad to have you along on Power 99. Jeff Babel, Ryan Range with you. And Carney with a full court pressure is going to be fouled right as they cross the timeline. I believe they'll call Pearson. Yep, they'll call. He kind of pointed at himself like, me? Did I do that? And ref says, yep, it was you, young man. Second personal foul on Preston. And now the seventh on the Bearcats. So one-on-one opportunity for Columbus. Rolls around, no good. And out of bounds. Edzard's unable to convert there. And the Bearcats will get it as the ball goes off the hands of Brosh again. And Preston Pearson inbounds it. Jack Johnson will run it up the court now with 3:37 to go. Pearson looking over at Coach Bronk to try to get the play. You don't typically see Jack run the point, but here he is trying it out. They'll hand it off to Vanderbeek. Vanderbeek over to Sherbeck, top of the key. Pearson's got it. He'll go low post to Stroh. Stroh double team there. He'll still go baseline. Shot up, no good. And rebound to Vanderbeek. Vanderbeek pushed, but no call. Stroh goes baseline, shot up, and good. Seth Stroh just so much more physical than Columbus. Outmanned his person there and got it underneath. Bad pass for Columbus, stolen away by Stroh. Stroh going the other way, hands it off to Sherbeck. Sherbeck's going to be blocked by Garrett Esch. Esch with that torn labrum. So no ill effects there. His second block in this one. And looks like a timeout by Coach Motes and Columbus. We'll take it with him. Back in 60, you're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits, Power 99.
The Big Rack Shack is a one-stop shop for all your storage needs. Stop by their 15,000 square foot showroom at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. From heavy-duty pallet racks to lightweight garage shelving, they have a wide variety of industrial quality shelving that will last a lifetime. With the Midwest's largest selection of heavy-duty steel storage cabinets, workbenches, carts, vices, and more. You can find them on the web at BigRackShack.com or give them a call at 308-234-4464. Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Johnson, and Dr. Blake at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they are where you are. With six satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, they provide the highest quality care to everyone. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, specializing in you.
Second timeout of the game by Coach Motes from Columbus. 29-5, Bearcats lead it. 2:56 to go to halftime. Easton Bruce will inbound it for Kearney. Right to Seth Stroh, quickly to Pearson. Johnson now with it on the left side. He'll go try to get in the lane. He'll be fouled, and he'll nail the shot. So an and-one opportunity for Jack. Kearney just having their way right now with Columbus. Jack 0-1 from the line so far in this one. 31 points for Kearney already. First free throw up for Johnson. Excuse me, the only free throw. He'll nail it. And Jack with 3 1/4, 6 in the game. Looks like they'll call the foul here on Thompson. It'll be Thompson's third for Columbus. And Columbus with another turnover on the other side. Number 7 now for Columbus, 32-5. We'll see here, Coach Baranek, if the score holds, how much in the second half does the starting five stay in there, try to keep them fresh for Millard North on Tuesday. Nice left-handed hook by Seth Stroh. That was very pretty by Seth. And hard foul on the other side, hitting the floor was Edzard's for Columbus. They're going to call Preston with his third. So that's the only part of Preston's game that's been off so far. He's in foul trouble now with 3. Team high 10 right now. 6 rebounds. And since it is the 8th team foul, we'll have a 1-1 opportunity here for Edzard's. Edzard's 0-1 from the line. Make it 0-2. And Vanderbeek, the only one down there for a rebound, so Will gets rebound number 2. Easton Bruce gets the ball from Will. He'll stand at the volleyball line and run the offense. Now it's back in the hands of Vanderbeek. Quickly to Johnson. Johnson at the top of the key. Works in the lane. Spin move. And Jack Johnson with another two. Carney with a full court pressure look off the make. Sherbeck guarding Edzards there. Blake will get it across. Nearly loses it. Now double teamed again. Columbus with numbers in the corner here. They'll work baseline, spinning in the lane, and tipped away by Vanderbeek. That's that length by Will. Three-pointer look, no good. Tipped back off of Jacobson and into the hands of Landon Thompson. Thompson will turn it right over, though, to the Bearcats. Vanderbeek ahead into the lane. They're going to say a blocking foul underneath. Edzards tried to draw a charge on Vanderbeek. Vanderbeek kind of just went straight up and floated it up there, and then the contact was made. They'll say Will had the positioning. So Will will shoot two here. Will's first time at the charity stripe tonight. Back of the iron, no good. Team foul number 7 on Columbus, so Carney will shoot free throws the rest of the way, and they'll call that foul. Believe on Kapowski for Columbus. It'll be number 2 on him. Second free throw for Will is good. Sherbeck guards Edzards right as he gets the ball. Edzards has to dribble around Travis. Almost another turnover here for Columbus. Thompson in the corner to the other Thompson. Landon to Blake. Back to Landon now. Landon's going to be double teamed there, and they'll say Jacobson got him on the arm. Free throws coming up, and the bucket was good for Landon, so he'll head to the line. Just great to get the and one. 7th point for Columbus. They'll call the foul on Sherbeck. Travis's first. And now number 9 on the Bearcats. And one free throw for Thompson. Back of the iron, no good. And rebound to Travis Sherbeck. Sherbeck gets it ahead to Miller. Caden Miller into the game for the first time. Works that right wing. Jacobson running the high post. Vanderbeek in the corner, wide open. They'll see if they try to get it to him. No, they'll work it back over here. Parker Wise into the game as well. Parker thought about a three at the top of the key. Going to hand it off to Vanderbeek now instead. Will, back to Sherbeck. Dribbles it out. 43 seconds to go. See if Carney's holding for one. No, they'll kick it to Miller for three. No good. And hitting the floor was Jacobson, saving it underneath to Pearson, I believe. No. That was Parker Wise. And Parker gets the rebound but immediately walked with it. So a turnover here on the Bearcats. Inbounding it is Columbus. Edzards with it, guarded again by Sherbeck as soon as he gets the ball. 30 seconds to go in this one. And they're going to call it Sherbeck with the foul. Just a little too aggressive on the defense. Columbus in a little bit wild with the ball when they see that pressure. Maybe just make them make a mistake. Free throw no good here. 10th team foul on the Bearcats. So we are in the double bonus. Sherbeck with two fouls. Landon Thompson to the bench. Second free throw no good. Rebound to Parker Wise. Parker's got two now, and they'll whip it over here to Miller. Caden will try to milk out the final 20 seconds for the Bearcats. 30-point lead in this one, 37-7. They'll get it over here to Sherbeck. Travis back to Miller. Vanderbeek in the corner. Kicks it to the top. Try to backdoor pass. It's going to be kicked here by Columbus with 3.6 seconds to go. So one final inbounds play here. Which Gronick. Jacobson points at the hoop like, hey, let's get me the ball. They're going to try to get it to Nate. Nate, guarded by four different guys there, kind of telegraphed what they were going to do. So he'll lose control, but it, luckily for Carney, will go off Kapowski and out of bounds. 1 second to go now. Catch and shoot here if you're Carney. Inbounded to Miller. Miller at three, back of the iron, no good. And we're at the half. Bearcats lead it 37-7. Stay tuned. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show is coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits Power 99 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ryan Redinger would like to wish all of the Kearney area athletes good luck in their competition this week. As the owner of O'Brien Stratman Redinger Funeral Home, Ryan knows that everyone's game of life comes to an end someday, and he wants you to know that he and his staff are here to create healing moments for you and your loved ones. The staff at O'Brien Stratman Redinger Funeral Home knows a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors their memory. Give them a call today at 308-234-3500.
It's prom time at Gary Michaels Clothiers. Book your tuxedo or suit rental in the hottest vest and tie combos in colors to make your rental unique to you. Or Gary Michaels has suits to purchase for $199. If you're getting married, book your wedding by March 31st and receive 10% off all rentals. Whether your wedding is big or small, the sixth rental is free. Choose from popular shades of grays and blues, only $134.95. Let the professionals at Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney make that special day perfect.
When the weather changes, so can the performance of your transmission. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions, and we want to help you avoid getting stuck in the tough snow. If your 4x4 is not working or your transmission's not shifting correctly, bring it in now. Get your vehicle winter ready with free diagnostics available. The only way is TBK, 2520 Avenue Q, Kearney. Learn more at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
It's seafood season at Amigos. The popular fish and shrimp tacos are back and on special. Two for just $5.49. There are shrimp baskets, cod sliders, and even a seafood enchilada. Talk about variety. Last year's attention getter is back too. The crisp crab rangoon burrito. The amazing flavor of cream cheese and crab rolled in a golden crisp tortilla and ready to dunk in our sweet chili sauce. What a catch. Seafood at Amigos.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Kearney Dabcats hitting the halftime entertainment. We'll take a look at the numbers here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is their treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Well, let's start with Columbus. Only 7 points in this one. They got 4 of the 7 from Landon Thompson in that second quarter. He finishes with 4, 2 rebounds. Oh, a 3 from the line. Did have a steal in that one. 2 points from Sam Kapowski in that first quarter. 2 rebounds for Sam. And 1 point from Blake Thompson from the free throw line. Blake was 1 of 2 from the line. Edzards was 0 of 3 from the line. And 2 blocks for Garrett Ash on defense underneath. And another steal for Landon Thompson. They turned it over 8 times and scored just 7 points in that first half. We'll take a break. Look at the Kearney numbers next. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits, Power 99, and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
At Prairie Valley, when we say local, we mean local. To us, local is not picking hybrids and varieties that are supposed to work in a 16-state zone. Local is carefully selecting top-performing genetics that work specifically for an 8-county or smaller microzone. Prairie Valley Promise is to create local seed package that is locally tested and then grown under the same conditions that you work with on your farm. So our local agronomists not only know the seeds, but the entire solutions to make your seed perform the best they can. So choose local with Prairie Valley Seeds.
Back here at Kearney High School, attempt number 2 on the half-court shot. Not good. They got another chance here. Crowd getting into it, hoping he can make the shot. Final attempt here. Left-handed shot. It's up. It's online, but it's going to be short. Let's look at the numbers now for Kearney, who was not short in that first half, was Preston Pearson. He led the Bearcats with 10. He got 8 in that first quarter. Does have 3 fouls, 6 rebounds, and was 0-2 from the line. Jack Johnson with 8. He had a board as well, was 1-2 from the line. Nate Jacobson with 4 points. And Colin Murray with 3. 2 rebounds for Parker Wise off the bench. Sestro with 6 points, 3 rebounds. 2 blocks and 2 steals. Sherbeck for Kearney off the bench with 3 points and has two personal fouls. Vanderbeek with two as well, so a little bit of foul trouble for the Bearcats. But when you're up 37-7, I think they will be okay with it. We saw a decent amount of subs in there at the late part of that second quarter, including Miller, Sherbeck in the game as well. Parker Wise was in there. Vanderbeek, who's in the normal rotation, playing with kids more his age in that sequence. We'll take a break, come back with more of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show next. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits, Power 99.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, and those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile, and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Mother Nature always has a way of delivering a few surprises. That's why your Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer is always standing by. Formerly serving you as crop production services, we're the same faces you've relied on for years, but now more capable than ever, no matter what comes your way. Delivering access to the resources of the world's largest ag retailer with local growing guidance and expertise. We're more than an unwavering partner. We're the first choice in the field to help you get the most out of yours.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the Sanitation Halftime Show here in the A District Semifinals. Brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration. NutriAg Solutions, UNK, and Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. Let's take a look at a few more scores that have trickled in Class A, or excuse me, Class B, or C1. Gosh, Ogallala has been a BC1 team for a few years. They've been C1 for a while. They took care of Battle Creek 76-51 to punch their ticket to state, and Alliance over Lexington 66-56. So Alliance ends the Minutemen's season. Minutemen with a good season. We had a couple times this season on the Platte River Radio group of stations. And all of our games that you can hear on Platte River Radio group of stations are brought to you by Barney Insurance. Locations in Holdridge, Lexington, Kearney, and in Lincoln. Just about ready for the second half here from the Bearcats. They're up 37-7. In this one, the possession arrow will point their way, so they'll get the ball to start the second quarter. We'll see how much time the starters and the key rotation players will stay in this game before they'll give way. Get some varsity minutes to some of the younger guys in the district final. Try to save those legs maybe for Tuesday with a potential matchup against Millard North awaiting them on Tuesday. We'll have that for you. Tip off at 7 o'clock. Right. On our sister station, KXPN Kearney. We'll take a break. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the third quarter. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits, Power 99.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Look, Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
UNK is a place where quality education meets hands-on learning, and going the extra mile gets rewarded. It's a place where you can put yourself out there, reach your goals, and set new ones you never thought possible. Be yourself, but develop the best version of you. Let us show you what you're made of. Be blue. Be gold. Be bold. Apply now to the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Learn more at unk.edu.
Underway in the second half. Pearson inbounding it to Bruce. Bruce sends it to the top of the key. Gets it to Jacobson on the left side. Excuse me, that was Johnson. Jack in the corner now. Dribbles out to the left wing. Gets it into Bruce. Bruce tries to drive the lane. Gets it to Stroh. Stroh underneath. Lost it. But right in the hands of Easton. Bruce. Bruce dribbles out to the three-point line. Tries a three there himself. No good. And rebound to Landon Thompson for the Discoverers. Landon now with three boards. And gets it to Edzards. Edzards averages 17 a game, and he's got zero. Kearney doing a good job limiting Columbus's top threat. Try to get it inside to Ash. Ash with that torn labrum, turns, spins, right hand. It's in. Garrett Ish, his first field goal, and Columbus now with a nine spot. On the inbound, it's going to be stolen away by Thompson. Thompson ahead, and his shot no good. And the rebound to Johnson. Johnson into the lane is going to be blocked again by Ash. Ash with his third block in this one. And Columbus with it now. Into the hands of Discow. Discow gets the start over Blake Thompson tonight. And Sam Nelson now with it for Columbus. Works on that right side. Discow top of the key. Three-pointer no good. Right to Seth Stroh. And Seth will pull in rebound number four. Into the lane. Colin Murray. His shot will be blocked, I believe, by Edzards, and in transition, there'll be a foul on the play. Called on Jack. Jack's first in the game and first in the second half as well. Inbounding in here to Edzards. Edzards stands right at the half court line, dribbles between his legs, and gets the offense rolling. Over to Discow on the left side. Top of the key to Thompson. Landon over here to Etch. Etch inside to Thompson. Pick up his dribble and needs to kick it out now. Falls in the hands of Nelson. Nelson tries to drive the lane. His shot will be blocked by Jack Johnson. And I guess they'll call a foul on Jack too. Say a push. Bad call from my sight lines. Two free throws coming up for Nelson. It'll be Sam's first trip to the line. Shot no good. Vanderbeek in. Johnson to the bench. Visibly frustrated on the sideline there. Two of those fouls. Three now on Jack. Excuse me. Second free throw for Nelson. Back of the iron. No good. Right into the hands of Colin Murray. And Murray will get it quickly ahead to Bruce. Kearney with numbers here momentarily. Dribbles off his leg though. And right to Disco. Kearney's eighth turnover in this one. And the other way, they're going to say offensive foul. Ash tried to go into the lane. And good positioning underneath by Colin Murray. And Colin will get the charge. So it'll be Ash's first personal foul. And now the first or second on the Discoverers. No, the first, excuse me, in the second half. Kearney 3-on-1 the other way. Colin Murray wide open three. Nails it. Colin Murray, three-point specialist, stays hot and extends the Kearney lead. 40-9. Quickly, though, the other way, Blake Edzards finally finds his first field goal at the 5:23 mark to go. Vanderbeek tried to flush it. It was blocked from behind by Ash. Ash's fourth block. Seth Stroh, though, gets the recipient, right, blocked it right into his hands. And Seth with an easy two on the backside. 42-11. Bearcats big. Blake Edzards with it. Kicks it on the left side to Nelson. Nelson guarded there by Vanderbeek. Tries to cross him over. Good defense by Will. Into the corner now to Etch. Etch inside to Thompson. Thompson guarded by Stroh. Tries a post move. Seth takes it away. Good defense. It's going to be stolen away by Colin Murray. Pearson. Pearson had numbers, but a wolf got him from behind and out of bounds. Preston Pearson continues playing well tonight. Gets a steal. He's got a steal. An assist. Six rebounds and 10 points. And Kearney's got 42 points to Columbus' 11 to lead this one 31. Three-point opportunity left side for Murray. And Murray with another three. That's his third one in this one. Broke the school record back on February 15th at the Harlan Hoops Classic. He was hot that night. With Thompson, Blake's now into the game, so Thompson runs the high wing, landing in the post. Now it's into the hands of Etch, Etch to Thompson, Thompson down to the high post, working against Vanderbeek, tries to lower his shoulder, throws it up, no good, and rebound to Pearson. Pearson, Sherbeck, it looks like, Sherbeck into the game, it's no good, and rebound underneath, got an injured Bearcat. Trying to see the number. Perhaps that's Stroh. It is Seth. Walks up gingerly and he'll head to the bench. Jacobson will check in. I think that'll be it for Seth, probably. He's heading right to the locker room. Perhaps an ankle injury there. No use up 34 points to keep him in there. Pearson will inbound it here underneath his own basket. Man-to-man look here from Columbus. Sherbeck has it, top of the key. Gets it over here to Murray. Murray to Pearson. Back to Murray. Calling over to Sherbeck. Sherbeck thought about getting it to Vanderbeek. Instead gets it to Murray for another three. In front of the iron, no good. And off of the Bearcats. And a turnover. Turnover number nine. Kapowski back in for the Discoverers. Nelson will head to the bench. And Edzards gets the inbounds pass. We'll walk it up slowly here with 3:36 to go. Third quarter of play. Bearcats by 34 points, 45-11. Trying to drive baselines off of Jacobson's knee, and it'll be a Columbus turnover. Bearcats with it the other way. Pearson to Vanderbeek. It's going to be thrown away, and they'll say a foul, I believe, on Jacobson. Kearney just a little too quickly there. Nate will pick up foul number one. Number three now on the Bearcats. Joey Brosh back in for the Discoverers. And Blake Thompson will head to the bench. Colin Murray takes a rest as well for the Bearcats. So it's Sherbeck, Jacobson, Vanderbeek, Pearson. And the fifth Bearcat over there with those white numerals. It's a little tough to see. Believe it's Columbus shot up, no good. Rebound to Pearson. Pearson will bring it up quickly now. Sherbeck with it. Tries to get it inside to Jacobson. Gets it over to the new guy. That's Trevor Cumpson. Trevor into the game for the first time now for the Bearcats. Trevor, just a junior. Dribbles on that right side. Gets it to Pearson. Back to Trevor. Trevor inside to Vanderbeek. Double team there. He just jumps over everyone. He's 6 foot frickin' four. And gets the easy two. Will's now got three. And Columbus quickly the way. It's going to be blocked by Vanderbeek. Vanderbeek now doing it all for the Bearcats. Pearson, wide open three in the corner for Sherbeck. They'll say, though, Pearson train-railed his guy underneath on the pass, and it'll be an offensive foul on Preston. Preston's fourth now. Preston now with four. Perhaps done until maybe the fourth quarter, perhaps done with this big edge. Coach Brana giving him some pointers about, hey, don't throw your arm out like that. Just dish it off. Edzards gets it over here to Esch. Esch inside to Brosh. Brosh loses it, grabs his knee. And it'll be a Columbus turnover, number 11. And Edzards is holding that right leg. Blake Thompson back in. Esch will head to the bench for Columbus. And it looks like Brosh is going to have to come out. He's getting helped across by Edzards. So Ian Libby will check in as well for Columbus. Nice hand here from the Kearney faithful. Injury Report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Getting you back into the game alive. Compton will inbound it to Jacobson. Jacobson up to Vanderbeek, 2-on-2, and Vanderbeek's going to lose the handle there. In out of bounds, 10th turnover on the Bearcats. Glad to have you along on District Tournament Action, brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, Mary Lanning Healthcare, and Husker Power Products. They'll be with us all the way through the state tournament. Gets underway Thursday for the girls, and then the following Thursday for the boys. And it looks like Libby will be fouled on the play. They'll call it on Mundorf. Jack into the game. Vanderbeek will check out. Gets a nice hand from the Rowdies. And Will Luthen's into the game. Willa Jr. Columbus now with Kapowski running the point. Inside trying to get to Libby. Libby's shot. It's going to be blocked. Carney with numbers again. Backing it out now. Thought about a three. Into the corner now. Sherbeck will take the three. Travis front of the iron. No good. And Libby with the rebound for Columbus. 1:27 to go in this one. It's all but over now. 47-11. Carney into the lane. Nice shot. Nice fadeaway jumper there for Cole Wilcox for Columbus. Cole the senior getting some moments in what will be his final basketball game. Into the corner here for Mundorf. Mundorf thought about a three. Instead, he'll dish it off to Luthens. Will shoot it. No good. And a rebound on Carney on the rebound. I believe that'll be on Jacobson. Yep, they'll call it on Nate. And Nate now with two. And that Bearcat foul number six. So free throws the rest of the way for Columbus. They're going to need to make a lot of those if they want any chance of coming back. 47-13, Bearcats lead it. Left side here for Wilcox. Those three is off the mark. And a rebound to Compson. Trevor gets it across the timeline. Carney inside, low post to Jacobson. Double team there, so kick it out. Now it'll be at the top of the key. Compson's for three. Shot up, no good. Rebound into the hands of Luthens. Luthens put back is good. Will Luthens. He's got two. And under 30 seconds to go now. 49-13, Bearcats. Blake Thompson for Columbus. He's a freshman champ from the Bearcats. Rowdy section about 8-9 rows deep. Two head fakes from Blake Thompson. He'll drive it in the lane now. Kick it out to Libby. Libby for three with 7 seconds to go. No good. It's going to be rebounded by Thompson. Landon, his putback no good. Landon, second opportunity, also not good. But they'll call a foul, so they'll naturally have to put some time back on the clock, I think. Nope, they'll just send everyone to the bench, and Landon will get two free throws with no one around him. First free throw up is good. Landon now with five for Columbus. He's now 1 of 4 from the line. And make it 2 of 5 as he makes it. And now it's 49-15. Third quarter of action is undone. We'll come back with the fourth next. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits Power 99 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer business and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121st Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
Buzz's Marine wants you to think about the most important time of all, family time. And what brings a family together better than boating? Everyone looks forward to being on the water, so whenever you set aside a time for boating, family and friends will be there. So this year, make it the best year ever with a visit to Buzz's Marine, the best dealer between Denver and Omaha. They have the perfect boat and boating accessories for your family's needs and easy financing to make it happen today. Buzz's Marine, 5th and Central Kearney. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com.
Possession arrow gives it to Columbus to start the fourth quarter of play, down 49-15, and immediately a turnover here by the Discoverers. Jacobson steals that one away. A lot of the subs in for Kearney. Vanderbeek, one of the main rotation guys in there as well on the left side. Kearney just going to try and take as much time as they can. Vanderbeek with it on the left side. Gets it over to Sherbeck. Travis tries to drive in the lane. Instead has to kick it off to Parker Wise. Wise guarded there on the right side. Has to give it up to Jacobson. Jacobson lowers his shoulder. They're going to call him for a foul. Offensive foul on Jacobson. Just a little bit too physical there by Nate. It'll be foul number three on him. He'll play with those three fouls. Looks like Caden Miller into the game also for the Bearcats. And I believe Parker Wise over in the corner there. Sherbeck and Vanderbeek double team the Discoverer. They'll kick it out to Disco for three. His shot no good. Vanderbeek skies over everyone and grabs the rebound. Kearney with it quickly to the way, dribbling it off his leg and out of bounds. Was the Bearcat. I believe that was Parker Wise. Turnover 11 now on the Bearcats. And Columbus will inbound it here. Blake Edzards, the senior, playing in his final game. Has 6:50 to go. Inside to Discow. It's shot up no good. And another rebound to Vanderbeek. Up to Sherbeck. Up to Miller, excuse me. Miller over here to Travis. Now it's in the corner to Wise. Back to Sherbeck. Vanderbeek with it in the corner. Tries to go high post with Jacobson. Jacobson will kick it back out. To Parker Wise. Back out to Vanderbeek for the three, and Will Vanderbeek nails it. A lot of height on Will, but he can shoot the ball as well. Will's got six in the game now. And Columbus with it. Sam Nelson, original starting five in there for Columbus, except Brosh is in the game. And the left-handed layup is good for Edzards. He's got four, but he averages about 17. Even if he would have got his average, it's not enough. Two on one here. Vanderbeek up to Jacobson. Jacobson tries to flush it. He'll have to settle for the layup. 6 points now for Nate. And a 54-17 lead for the Bearcats. Bit of a football score here. Still a bit of a blowout of a football game as well. And the ball's going to be off of Parker Wise and out of bounds. A couple subs back in here for Kearney. Looks like Sherbeck and Vanderbeek will head to the bench. And Will Luthon's into the game for Kearney. 2-point basket here for Edzards is off the mark. Rebound to Discow. His shot. Excuse me, he'll kick it out for a shot. It's no good. And Columbus still with it. Sam Nelson here at the top of the key. Gets it on the left side. Over here to Edzards. Edzards' three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound to the Bearcats. Give that one to Cumpson. Number two for Trevor. And the ball's in the corner for three. Will Luthans. It's shot up. No good. Right to Porter Discow. Porter will turn it right over. 13th now on the Discoverers. 4:45 to go in this one. In the lane, shoot shot up and in. Caden Miller gets into the scorebook here in the fourth quarter. His first two, 56-17. Edzards with it for Columbus at the top of the key. Gets a pick there. No roll opportunity as Kearney did a good job switching there. Discow on the left side. Kicks it out to Wilcox. Cole, you know, 2-point basket in that third quarter, has a nice shot. He'll hand it off though and go baseline with it. Here's Thompson. Landon will be fouled and he'll head to the line. I believe he was in the act of shooting. Yep, he'll head to the line to shoot two, where he's 2 of 5 in this one. And Jacobson will pick up another foul. He'll head to the bench. And Whittleson will check in. First free throw yet to be attempted, I believe. A couple subs here for Columbus, trying to get some of their reserves in as well. Looks like Nelson and Edzards are off the court. Libby into the game. Here comes another Discoverer. Landon Thompson will head to the bench. So both free throws missed by Landon. He'll finish 2 of 7 from the line. Columbus will get the ball, though. Blake Thompson, younger brother of Landon, into the game. Gets the inbounds pass. Now he's going to work left side, try to go low post to Libby. Libby into the lane, hook shot, no good. And rebound to, I believe that was Mundorf. No, it was Luthens. Will. Into the game. Driving in the lane is Parker Wise, and he'll be fouled. Just the third team foul on Columbus. So no free throws for the Bearcats. More substitutions here for Coach Veronik. Caden Miller to head to the bench. I believe that's Mundorf into the game now. Corner three here for Trevor Compson, and he'll nail it. Trevor's first field goal in this one. And the Bearcat leads 59-17, 3:37 to go in this one. Stay tuned. The newest Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show's coming up. And a three-point basket for Garrett Ash on the other side. Garrett now with five. And Carney trying to get cute with it, throws it away. And that's now 12 on the Bearcats. Miller back in for Carney. And it looks like Parker Wise to the bench. 3:07 to go in this one, and three more subs coming in for Columbus. Deep three here for the Discoverers from Kapowski. It's no good. And right to Compson. Trevor now with three rebounds. Hands it off to Lothens. Will kicks it over for three from Mundorf. And Jack Mundorf finds the scorebook. So just about everyone scored here for the Bearcats. Easton Bruce hasn't found. He probably won't come back in the game. I believe Parker Wise are the only Bearcats are the only ones to score. Columbus will take a timeout to make some substitutions here. So it's just a substitution timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 2:42 to go in this one. 62-20. Bearcats up 42. And the ball will be inbounded here to Brady Mickey. Mickey in for Columbus, a sophomore. Gets it over to Kapowski. Sam, top of the key now to Taden Bell. Bell in also for the Discoverers. Also in is Mulder. Mulder's shot no good. And a rebound to the Bearcats. In transition quickly. Slowing things up now. It looked like Whittleson had that rebound. Floater in the lane is no good by Compson. And Columbus will rip down the rebound. Okay, had that one. And a foul underneath. In this one, 2:05 to go. Clock still running. Let's see if they catch that. It's under 2 minutes to go now. So, got the running clock here as it's above 40 points. Free throw up for Columbus. Back there, no good for Kapowski. Kapowski will get another crack at it. Here comes a sub from Coach Veronik. Compson back in. And this should be the final substitution with that running clock. 1:35 to go in this one. Second free throw for Kapowski is good. And he'll finish most likely with 3 points. 1:28 to go in this one. Ball on the right wing, Joey. Or excuse me, I looked at the wrong roster. That's Compton. And it's going to be tipped away over the back on Carney. Carney's 13th turnover. A lot of those turnovers, though, come in here in what you'd call garbage time. A lot of positive things from the starters here from the Bearcats. We'll try to catch up with Coach Veronik, whether it's Drake or Connor, in the postgame show. And Columbus now with it, turning it over. They try to get to Raymond Rodriguez. And the ball's still on the floor, and it's going to be off of Carney. And Columbus will get the possession still. 46 seconds to go in this one, running clock. Ball will be ended here by Columbus. Kapowski. Tries to drive in the lane. He's going to lose his handle and out of bounds. Nope, they'll say it's off of Luffins. And out of bounds. 27 seconds to go. And the ball will be inbounded here. Caleb Mulder, his two-point basket looks like it'll fall. And Caleb finds the scorebook here to cut it to 62-23, 15 seconds to go. Coach Veronik signals to Trevor Compson, hey, we're done. No use shooting another shot with this victory here. 62-23, and the final horn will sound here. There it is. And the Bearcats win the district semifinal matchup, and they'll be heading to Millard North on Tuesday at 7 o'clock on our sister station, KXPN. Stay tuned. The New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show is coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits Power 99 and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Ryan Redinger would like to wish all of the Kearney area athletes good luck in their competition this week. As the owner of O'Brien Stratman Redinger Funeral Home, Ryan knows that everyone's game of life comes to an end someday, and he wants you to know that he and his staff are here to create healing moments for you and your loved ones. The staff at O'Brien Stratman Redinger Funeral Home knows a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors their memory. Give them a call today at 308-234-3500.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches beyond the farm. We support mental health programs for Nebraskans and inform youth and consumers about agriculture. We're your neighbors. Through our partnership with 4-H and FFA, we bring people together to strengthen our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, a passion for our land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
Mother Nature always has a way of delivering a few surprises. That's why your Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer is always standing by. Formerly serving you as crop production services, we're the same faces you've relied on for years, but now more capable than ever, no matter what comes your way. Delivering access to the resources of the world's largest ag retailer with local growing guidance and expertise. We're more than an unwavering partner. We're the first choice in the field to help you get the most out of yours.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. Jeff Babel alongside Ryan Range. Glad to have you along with us. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. And Kearney again comes away with a pretty easy victory tonight, 62-23. Let's take a look at the numbers first. For the 11-12 now, Columbus Discovers led in scoring by Garrett Esch with 5 points, also Landon Thompson with 5 points, 4 points from Blake Edzards, 3 from Sam Kowalski, 2 from Cole Wickhawks, Caleb Mulder, and 1 point from Blake Thompson. Landon Thompson was 2 of 7 from the line, Blake was 1 of 2, Sam Kowalski was 1 of 2, Blake Edzards was 0 of 3. Garrett Esch did have 4 blocks, 1 steal for Landon Thompson, and 1 steal for Blake Edzards. They turned it over just 13 times, but Kearney had this one over pretty early in this one, as it was 17-2 after one quarter of play. So Kearney, at some point after they got 7 points in that second quarter, the game-winning basket was made early on in that one. We'll take a break. Come back with the numbers for the Bearcats next. You're listening to Classic Hits, Power 99, and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
Welcome to Freddy's. What can we get started for you?
I haven't had a carb in 3 weeks, and if I have one more sip of a kale smoothie, I need a Freddy's Original Double with Cheese, fries, and a turtle sundae. Please.
We understand. If you're going to be bad, it better be good. And no one satisfies your cravings better than Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. The experience that puts a smile on your face, and the taste that brings you back. For a limited time, try Freddy's Fish and Chips Basket or Sandwich.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Looks like Mullen will advance, as will Mount Michael Benedictine on some district finals that were played on Saturday. We'll have a bunch of them for you on Monday, Tuesday. We'll try to run those down for you as well. Still no report on that Millard North score. Gretna did defeat Lincoln Northscar 46-42 in the A3 here in the A2. Oh, there's the final from Stu. 3 minutes ago, Millard North defeating Lincoln Southwest 69-50. So it'll be Tuesday night, Kearney and Millard North in the A2 district final. Let's look at the numbers for the Bearcats. Well, everybody found the book. It sure felt like, led by Preston Pearson. He had 10 points, 8 of them in that first quarter, 8 rebounds, 0-2 from the line. Did get a steal as well. Start at the top, Caden Miller with 2 points. Easton Bruce with 2 rebounds. Travis Sherbeck, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Sestro, 8 points, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 steals. Trevor Cumpson, 3 points, 3 rebounds. 9 points for Colin Murray, 1 rebound. Parker Wise, 2 rebounds. Jack Wendorf, 3 points. Will Luthens, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Will Vanderbeek, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 1-2 from the line, and a block shot. Jack Johnson, 8 points, 1 rebound, 1-2 from the line. And Nate Jacobson, 4 points and 1 steal. They did turnover 13 times, double-digit turnovers, but a lot of that, again, in garbage time. So keeping it under double digits from the starters was the Bearcats. Like to thank you along here on our district and state basketball tournament coverage brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, Husker Power Products, Nutrient Ag Solutions, and UNK. We'll take a break. We're back in 2 minutes. Next, you're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits Power 99.
B&B Carpet and Donovan, now with Pergo Extreme Rigid Flooring, where high performance runs deep. Deeper visuals, deeper protection, deeper warranty. For the number one preferred brand in flooring, Pergo Extreme offers unmatched durability and a guarantee you expect from a high-performance floor. Pergo Extreme's warranty is worry-free for life, providing extreme debt resistance, 100% kid and pet-proof warranty, and waterproof warranty. For the worry-free solution, see B&B Carpets and Donovan, and you'll see why your friends say, "That's where we always go."
Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy, it's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices. At Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Time now for the coach interview with Coach Baronic. And Coach, pretty easy win tonight, 62-23. It was a 17-2 lead. Probably not the start you envisioned, but you'll be happy that you got it.
Yeah, you know, our guys have prepared pretty good all week. I think they're pretty excited to get an opportunity to play against a team like Miller North. And if that's the case, you know, you need to take care of the opportunities you get. And in order to play them, we needed to win tonight. And so our guys were ready to rock and roll and give ourselves a chance to play against one of the best teams in the state of Nebraska.
Yeah, we just saw on Twitter from Stu, 69-50 win for Miller North. So it'll be Kearney Miller North Tuesday night at 7 o'clock on ESPN Tri-Cities. And if I'm looking at my stat book, Coach, I mean, just everybody got in the game and everybody contributed. Pretty balanced scoring. But Preston Pearson with an excellent start to the game. He had 8 points. I think about 6 rebounds to start. So talk about Preston's performance.
Yeah, he's just flying around and finding opportunities to impact a game without having the basketball in his hand a lot of times, you know, and getting us a few extra possessions there. So pretty awesome effort by all of our guys. I thought there's a lot of different things that we did well. Obviously, we guarded pretty good. Then we ran in transition. We were making some pretty good passes. We needed to do a better job of finishing things and catching balls and doing things on the offensive end. But it was pretty fun for a while there.
Some of the key reserves were in there flying around, you know, maybe turning the ball over. But I said on the broadcast, I think the starters did a good job taking care of the ball. But against Miller North, you're going to need to value every possession. So that's something you'll need to probably work on in the next few days.
Yeah, they came out in a little diamond there for a second. And we didn't look great against them. That's what we're going to see against Miller North. So hopefully our guys do a better job here in the next couple of days of preparing for that. And we'll be ready for it. So, you know, it's just one of those things where you got to go out there and compete. We put ourselves in position to have a fun memorable game, yeah, regardless of what happens. And so that's all we can ask for.
Edzard's for Columbus averages around 17. You guys held him to 2 points total. Was that the key defensively game plan? Were you trying to key on him? Or
nah, we just guarded like we've guarded in the past and rotated, flew around. You know, when we have probably the better team, you just go out there and play fast, make them play faster than they want to. And our guys did a nice job of rotating behind and swallowing people up. So it's a team effort, but Preston Pearson did a pretty good job on him for a while. And our guys did a nice job with their switches. And just that's a team we should beat, and we did.
All right. Well, we got Miller North on Tuesday. I know we asked you on Doug and Daddy, and you didn't try to give away too much information. What's going to be the game plan come Tuesday night?
It comes down to three things, I think. Take care of the basketball, knock down some shots like we've been doing, and then defensive rebound. You know, and so there's a few times tonight where we gave up some offensive rebounds or would have gave up some offensive rebounds to prep that maybe we didn't give up against Columbus.
Right.
And so we just got to be better. We got to be more in tune to what's going on the backside of things when shots are going up. We got to get bodies on people. And then we got to go compete for that ball. And, you know, our kids will do that.
Should be a fun one, Coach. We're looking forward to it.
All right, we'll see you there.
That's head coach Jake Veronica of the Bearcats. And that's going to do it here from Kearney High School, where the Bearcats again win it by a score of 62-23. I'm Jeff Babel, courtside for Ryan Range, producing back in the studio. Have a good night, everyone.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio Classic Hits Power 99 Sports Production, brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.